Thank you very much, Madam Chair. My name is Joost Overdijking from the UIC. I'm here with my colleague Snežana, but I'm here just for today for this very interesting discussion, this roundtable. And I would like to add on to what has been said by the EU and by the OECD, especially about certainty and the importance of that, and that from the perspective of the railway sector, although I think I would assume that it would, to a certain extent, also go for the users of other infrastructure. And for the railway sector, as you know, railway trains, they run on a fixed infrastructure, and especially busy railway infrastructure needs long-term planning for the running of trains. In Europe, that is a very, very long-term planning, but all over the world, that is a long-term process, which means that works that are planned long-term in advance make it easier for railway companies, whether they are private or state-owned, it doesn't matter, to plan railway traffic. And it makes it easier for the customers of those railway companies, especially freight shippers, to decide whether they want to use the railway, yes or no. And if they do, how they're going to use it within their industry. And in the context of the evaluation of the and the rewriting of the TEN-T regulation that's been happening in the past years, it's now finished. The UIC has given operational input to the EU based on its experience of the implementation of that regulation, and I want to share some lessons that we have drawn from that implementation of the TEN-T. And I will not go into the benefits of the overall idea of the TEN-T, because they are for the UIC without any doubt. but it's on the point of certainty. Of course, legal certainty is important. But what we have found in the evaluation of how projects are executed and how that impacts the capacity availability of railways, or rather the non-availability of railways through temporary capacity restrictions, that is very much determined by financial certainty. And that is the topic here of today, how projects can find their finance. And I would like to give you the few parameters that we've identified that would help the railway sector, but also the countries that have to do cross-border coordination in the financing and execution of their projects greatly. So firstly, if you want certainty and in financing, you need to have an idea of what you're going to build and what you're going to build when. So you need to have a multi-annual planning of your infrastructure. And secondly, after that, if you have that, you need an annual, if you are as an infrastructure manager or a railway company that is building that infrastructure or going to manage that infrastructure and going to offer it later when it's finished to your clients, you're going to need a multi-annual commitment on the basis of concerning the finance. Because what we've seen is that a lot of countries nowadays do not have that commitment, so they decide from year to year what money they will grant to which projects. And unfortunately, the planning cycle of railway traffic is much longer than 1 year. And often it is this planning cycle that is very late that wreaks havoc on the availability of railway capacity, both in Europe, but the same thing would no doubt be true in other countries in the region that we're discussing also today. So those are the two most important points: multi-annual planning of infrastructure, multi-annual commitment of financing, and not only on a national level, but also on a regional level, because regional projects also impact corridor capacity and on an international level. And here comes in the point of coordination between states, but also between railway administrations. If you have an idea of what you want to build on a corridor, and when you want to build it, you have to communicate it with your neighbors, and you have to do that on a regular basis. And those examples that we know from Europe where that is done best, we see the best planning of works and the best availability upon corridors and the best product offer for shippers, which is in the end, of course, and for passengers as well, I should say, which is in the end for which we all build these this infrastructure. And this includes, of course, in a little sideway into in subsidies and loans and public-private partnerships. This multi-annual commitment is also influenced by procedures of financial institutions, how quickly they react, and of multinational political institutions, and some of the processes that are currently in place may have to be adapted if you want to create a more reliable and more predictable way of implementing your infrastructure projects. And we think that when these conditions are fulfilled, it becomes possible to make a meaningful coordination of works between countries along the for the development of the corridor. And I could say a lot more about it in more detail, but I won't. I will save the time for it. If you have more questions about it, you can come to the UAC afterwards. Thank you.